whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The word of the Lord.
Salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? Of whom should I be afraid?
There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? Of whom should I be afraid? I believe I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hope in Him and take heart. Hope in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom should I be afraid? Of whom should I be
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
my brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to the fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. And how are you? Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. I'm not going to preach on it, but just so you know, in the gospel, like the shepherd, like when we celebrate the Good Shepherd, I'm usually not very excited about it, because what happens to the sheep that the shepherd takes care of? He eats them. So it's kind of like, oh. But Jesus is a good shepherd, and what does the good shepherd do? He dies for the sheep. So it's the exact opposite of a regular shepherd. He dies for us. Instead of eating us, he dies for us. That's good. But today, because it's Good Shepherd Sunday, we have the second collection for the retired priests of the diocese. So I encourage you, please, to be generous in that second collection. Today's also the Holy Bishop, Bishop Ed Losey, Father Nick Rao, our Holy, Holy Vicar General, and myself. It's our 35th anniversary as priests. 35 years. Huh? And so hopefully we have been good shepherds. I can only hope that we have done this. But this is not what I want to focus on today. I want to focus on the second reading. And so when we get to the second reading, again, I don't think we allow God's holy word to enter into us. And don't worry, I will not be yelling today. You know, I scared Dan Schaff last week. You know, he said, you were yelling. Oh, shut up. Yes, I get that way. I just get animated, not yelling. I'm animated, correct? Yes, because I am a good shepherd. So anyway, we listen today to the first read, at the second reading, the first line, and it says, beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we are called children of God. And not only called, because it goes down there a couple more lines, sentences, it says, beloved, we are God's children now. So, there's two things with that, just one line. First of all, see what love God has for us. He's not out to get us, he's out to love us. See what love the Father has for us, that we are called children of God. So again, I told you before, the devil knows your sin, but the devil knows your name, but he calls you by your sin. God knows your sin, but he calls you by your name. God calls you a beloved son or daughter, right? That's what it says. This is the truth of God's holy word. This is who you are. This is how you define yourself. And I would think that most do not. Why? Because we haven't experienced it. We haven't, like with this reading today, you and I really got to get into the reading and get wrinkly in it, right? Remember I told you a month ago, I talked about, you know, you should be entering into the word. I think I did it a Sunday mass, might have been a daily mass. But every day we need to be getting into the word like we get into a bathtub and sit there in it. So we get wrinkly. Huh? I was noticing as I'm getting older, my hands are wrinkly, especially at night. But that's not the type of wrinkly we're talking about. We're talking about getting into the Word and sitting in there until you get saturated with it. So you get spiritually wrinkled. So I encourage you this week, please listen to your pastor once in your lives. Sit with this verse this week. I'm getting animated again, so it will go quieter. Sit with this verse this week. Let God tell you, see how much I love you, that I have called you my child. And so indeed you are. So that's what you should call yourself by, what God calls you. And you need to get to know that deep in your heart, that you are loved as a beloved child. This is the truth of who you and I are, first thing. But then we need to act like beloved children. I'm reading a great book on Pope Francis. It's called Life. And it's my story through history. And then Francis talks about this. Trish got this for me for my birthday. It was so nice of her. It was on my list. Anyway, so I was listening to the book because I'm working out at the house and I listen to books while I'm doing things. And so I was quite struck by this. It was July 15th, 1990, Pope Francis says, and some scenes of adult nature, to put it delicately, were being shown on the TV. Something that was not good for my heart. Nothing risque, of course, but when I went back to my room, I said to myself, a priest cannot look at such things. And so on the following day, during the Mass on the Feast of Madonna del Carmelo, a Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I vowed never to watch television again. So since 1990, the Holy Father has never watched TV again. He says there was a couple times when there was a plane crash, you'd watch it for a little bit, but never to normally watch TV again. So he let who he was as a priest determine how he was going to live. A priest should not be watching this type of stuff. So when he said that, when I'm going, maybe I need to give up TV. I don't know. Maybe it'd be a good thing on my anniversary to give up TV. I don't know. We're still praying about it. But what hit me was in his mind and in his heart, this is not what a priest does. I'll never watch TV again. So as beloved children of God, how do we act as a beloved child? So we got to ask ourselves, is this what a beloved child does? And if it's not, let's not do 1,000 things we give up. But there might be something in your life you might want to give up because that's not the way a beloved child acts. And then the third thing. So first, we got to immerse ourselves and to make sure we know this, who we are. Second, we got to start living that truth in our lives. But then third, we got to start treating others as beloved sons and daughters of the Father. That, again, as Dorothy Day said, we love God as much as the person we like the least. That we got to start seeing the people in our parishes, the people in our neighborhoods, the people in our church as sons and daughters of God, and to treat them as such. Because sometimes we treat people, even in our own church, not just here, but in the church, as enemies instead of brothers and sisters. And that is never of God. Never. And so when you and I judge other people or we seek, some people are going to go nuts because I talked about Slevin, Pope Francis. How dare you? You don't even know who God is if you can sit there and go against the Holy Father. Our job isn't to go against each other, it's to love each other. So, my beloved brother or sister, if that's the way you're thinking, you need to repent. That's from me. I'm a priest. That's what I got to tell you. But we got to start treating with each other with the love of God. When we merge with the other parishes, it's not us and them. It's we're all brothers and sisters of our Father. Brothers and sons and daughters of our Father, which makes us brothers and sisters to one another. We need to start living this. And I think it'll all begin with all of us immersing ourselves in John chapter 1, verse 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. Go to the second reading and immerse yourself reading this first verse again and again and again and again, letting it enter into you. Get wrinkly so we can then start living as beloved children and treating others as his beloved children. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.